Bring on the Weird.
Welcome back to Bring on the Weird. You're Elijah.
That's me. You're Will.
That's me. Before we get too far, I'm thinking, I think we said this in the last episode, we change the intro up a little bit. What if we say, well, we say it anyway, but what if we do something like, Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, Will. I'm ready.
There we go. Brand new. We could actually, instead of saying it every damn episode, we could just say it once, get it right, and just stick it in the beginning of every episode and just get started.
Yeah. You know what we need?
What?
A soundboard.
Oh, you want to hit a button? You want to hit F3 and go, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo!
Yeah. Yeah, man. I hit a soundboard and be like, these nuts.
I don't know how many episodes that would go over too well. Do you listen to podcasts that actually do that?
I listen to podcasts that, like, add music and add sound effects, maybe afterwards, after they record.
Yeah, but then we'd have to do that in the industry, they call that post. We'll have to do that in post.
Yeah. I mean, we're not a radio show.
No. Want to do it like, what's the Mad Money guy? Sell, 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 sell!
We'll just do something, like, we'll finish a topic and be like, weird, weird, weird!
And then it goes backwards. You run into it, and then it says it backwards.
Drill, drill, drill. That's backwards masking.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. How many episodes ago?
I don't know. Two?
Maybe. We should, at some point, do one on subliminal messages. And then plant subliminal messages in the episode.
Ooh.
See what happens.
And just be like, we'll just be talking, like, subscribe. Rate and review. Rate and review.
But doesn't have to be actually audible? Do you actually have to hear it for it to sink in, or like going to be not subdermal, but a different pitch?
Like a dog whistle.
Yeah, for humans. Man, we are not getting into the point at all here.
Nope.
We'll do that in the subliminal message episode. We'll figure that out then. But right now, who are we talking about?
We're talking about
Folijah
and Fwell. Folijah and Fwell.
Folijah.
Because we're both clones. Folijah was killed.
Oh, man.
You know who killed him?
Who?
Oh, Mr. Don Marshall.
Don Marshall is. He gets some stuff done.
You know.
But is it for good or bad?
I think he is. I like the whole. Normally, I like to hold my judgment till the end. I think he's mentally deranged.
Straight to the point. Not even playing around.
I mean,
the man is off altogether.
There's a whole website dedicated to Donald Marshall. Did you find it?
No, I didn't. I was too busy looking up body doubles to get too involved with Donald Marshall.
It's Darnold. DonaldMarshallRevolution.com.
He's a special individual.
He's a clone.
He is a clone?
That's
of
what
who?
He says.
He's a clone for who of who?
I don't think he says. You know what he does say? Says. You know what he does say?
Are you glitching out? The clone that's having a breakdown right now?
I'm not a very good clone. Okay.
Hence the name Folijah. It sounds a little too close to Fallujah.
I don't know.
Anyway,
says, you might know this name. Queen Elizabeth likes to torture children. Yeah, she's
Queen
the
Elizabeth,
head.
Oh my god. Of God Save the Queen, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
One and the same.
Yep. She runs the cloning facility that he came from. But you know why he wasn't killed, destroyed, raped, tortured? You know why?
No.
Well, because he was an excellent samurai swordsman. And he could write music beautifully.
This took a twist. This is a harder twist than an M. Night Shyamalan movie. What just happened? I'm gonna need a drink. What are you drinking right now to deal with this samurai songwriter?
Well, I'm having the same thing as last week. A Flying Dog Raging Bitch.
Whoa.
It's really good.
Raging Girl Dog.
Hey.
It's good?
No, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They don't, yeah, it's they good. Don't call it that.
What are you having?
Oh, you know.
Do I?
Uh-huh. My good old Blue Moon. I fucking knew it. I didn't pick up any oranges, though, for this one. I wish I did.
Well, it's in a can. Would you just, like, what if you just poured some orange juice in the can?
I think, well, if you put vodka in orange juice, that's a fuzzy navel. So if you put orange juice in Blue Moon, I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's a fuzzy anus.
I was going to say, I have a fuzzy navel, too.
But it's got to be oranges. Not just some store-bought orange juice. Oranges in the Blue Moon.
Oh.
You don't want a fuzzy anus. That's a bad day.
Yeah.
What else do you have on one, Mr. Don Marshall?
Buddy.
Donnie Moss.
Let me tell you what. So
he's a songwriting samurai that works for the clone lord, Queen Elizabeth. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
I think you nailed it. I believe this man with 100% of my being.
Because you're one of his clones?
Look.
Not of him, but one that he has oversaw.
Well, you got to remember, this is Falaja.
So you're admitting.
Of course I believe him.
Right.
So in 2011, Donald Marshall put
not
a.
Marshall Mathers.
No, because. Well, not because, but he is a clone.
Marshall Mathers?
Eminem. Oh, yeah. Come on, dude.
This is getting out of control. Tell me more about that.
Get on board the clone train. So, in 2011, Marshall put a post on Facebook. It says, "The royal family of England, ... yes, Queen Elizabeth, Philip Duke of Edinburgh, and Prince Charles are the worst of them. Unbelievable, depraved perverts, all showing off for the celebrities that go there. Elizabeth has the children there call her Lil Bit and does ungodly things to them. Some she fakes being nice to. Some she is terrible to, cutting them with swords while they scream. The decent people that are there against their will are afraid to say anything against them. Most have their children there as a kind of hostage, to be torn apart if they even think of informing anyone. But as they have been torturing me terribly anyway, I will tell all. Vladimir Putin loves to put the fear of torture and death into people, but is essentially a cowardly pervert himself."
Oh my God. This is a quote of Donald Marshall. This is not a quote of Brianna Weird.
Correct. "Most of the famous people are ashamed to speak or be seen by me there very much, as they are ashamed of the perverse and disgusting gatherings. I am a decent person and will not participate in these acts, so they use me as an example and torture me for my being a good person." End quote.
They torture him for being a good person.
Because he will not cut these little kids with swords.
Your serious tone. He won't do it. The samurai songwriter will not cut the kids.
Queen Elizabeth, she will.
Oh, no.
But not Don Marsh.
He's a cool guy. Marsh. Oh, Donnie Mars. Marsh? Donnie Marsh?
So, apparently, this guy, not only is he a clone, not only is he the best of the clones, allegedly, he's like, you know what, I'm not doing all this shit. You're not going to make me. He's also a talented songwriter.
Is that why they keep him around?
Because he wrote songs.
He's a little too talented for just getting rid of, even though he doesn't participate in some of this heinous stuff.
Let me find.
Is that why they keep him around?
On Rational Wiki.
Oh,
Let's see. So, songs he allegedly created. This is on Donald Marshall Rational Wiki.
Here we go.
Perfect Circle. He wrote Counting Bodies Like Sheep to the Rhythm of the War Drums.
He wrote that one?
Allegedly. Beyonce. Old Queen Bee herself. Single Ladies. Oh, I'm a single ladies. Oh, I'm a single ladies. You know?
So if he, as a clone, samurai songwriter himself, does that mean she's a clone?
Beyonce is a clone. She does have a clone. Just like T-Swift, just like Eminem, just like Katy Perry, all of them.
They're all clones.
Yes, sir. I can't believe you don't believe this. You look skeptical.
Some of these are a little bit off for me.
Well, hey, just wait till the end. And then make your decision, sir.
All right.
Boondocks? Abaddon? I don't know. Casting Crowns? Set Me Free? Duck Sauce? What the fuck is that? I get that at the Chinese restaurant.
That's what you want to say. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand? Hold up.
Duck Sauce by Barbara Streisand? He wrote that?
No. Duck Sauce is the band. The song is Barbara Streisand.
Well,
let me go through.
Sorry for the fans of Duck Sauce, but that's a dumb name for a band. Sorry.
That's Duck Sauce.
Well, for a band?
No, for food.
And here comes Duck Sauce. Whoa!
Everyone gets their egg rolls out.
They're holding up their egg rolls. Whoa! Duck Sauce!
I'll go through the ones people know. Heart. These Dreams. Megadeth. Foreclosure of a Dream.
What?
Hold up. Before I go further.
Uh-huh.
Don Marshall. Oh, D. Marsh. Alleges he's on the cover of a Megadeth album. His face. If you Google Donald Marshall.
Yeah.
Megadeth album. Or, you know, just Donald Marshall Megadeth.
Yeah.
There's a... It looks like him. Yeah.
Do you know what album that is?
I don't. It's like a blurry photo. I don't know if he's like getting raped or whatever.
That's quite an allegation.
I mean, he makes some himself.
He makes these allegations himself.
He doesn't say he got raped by Megadeth, but he does say Megadeth really liked them.
Oh. Really like.
Are you looking at the picture?
I'm trying to find the picture.
It's like the album cover is a blurry picture of a guy.
With a bloody nose.
Yeah, it's like reddish looking.
What I'm seeing is a bloody nose.
That's it?
The cover of the World Needs a Hero album. No? Oh. He's kind of laying on his back. And his face is towards the foreground of the picture.
But kind of off to the right?
It's upside down. His face is kind of upside down. If you flip it over, I guess, it's like, what it looks like to me is the skeleton trying to escape the dude's body. That's what it's portraying. But his face is like the bottom of the album cover, and it's upside down. So he's kind of looking off to, it would be the left side, but he's upside down. So it's his... I guess it would be his left.
It kind of looks like him, right?
Kind of looks like him. Looks like him.
So, that's a little strange.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next song.
All right.
Metallica!
No, don't ruin this for me.
Unforgiven. He wrote Unforgiven.
No. No, he did not.
Hey, he says he did, and I believe him.
So who in Metallica is a clone?
Huh?
Who Metallica's a clone?
They're not. He is a fantastic songwriter and a fantastic samurai swordsman.
Who doesn't use his sword on kids.
Oh, he did.
What? Yeah. You just said...
When he was a child, he did. And then he gave it up. He said he was fighting some kid and... So they're clones. So their pain sensors are turned down somehow. I have no idea. But he took his katana and cut this kid from like the shoulder down, and he said he could feel every rib as his katana went through him. And then when he won, everyone cheered for him, and he said, "Oh shit, I can't do this again." And then he said, "Sweet dreams are made of these." So here's another band you might know. Nine Inch Nails. Happiness in... Oh, Lord Jesus. I didn't see that. Happiness in Slavery.
So he wrote that one.
Yikes.
So, all right. Just from the title of that, just from this title, could you convey at some point he was happy with his clone lifestyle? He had to find the happiness, potentially?
Yeah.
Happiness and Slavery. Interesting.
Yeah, he's, I mean...
I don't know that song myself. I know who Nine Inch Nails are, but I don't know the breakdown of that song. I don't know how the lyrics go. I don't know how the song goes. But if you were to convey anything from just the title, he had to find the happiness after he sliced a kid from clavicle to crotch.
And he heard, pop, 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 pop. Every rib, he heard, he felt and heard every rib go, pop, 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 pop.
That's a lot of detail.
I mean, also, your ribs are pretty close. Like, you're not going to... If you have a katana that's sharp enough to slice through bone, it's
starting
just going to be
at
like...
Starting at the shoulder?
Swing!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
There's not going to be any hesitation. If it can start at the top and keep going, there's not going to be much hesitation.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe.
I'm going to skip Nirvana here.
Why would you do that?
The Drain You.
All right.
And I'm going to go straight to something these millennials might know.
Oh,
Pitbull.
Man.
Pitbull.
That guy. Pimple.
Yep. Shut It Down.
Oh.
He wrote that.
This dude is all over the place. Which one of these songs is the oldest?
No Genre.
No Genre is out of his range. But let's see. Eurythmics. That was early 80s, right?
Sweet Dream.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know when Duck Sauce came out. Beyonce's new-ish, Perfect Circles, you know, contemporary. I don't know much about too many of the other ones.
I love A Perfect Circle.
So if we go from Eurythmics to Pitbull, that's a broad range.
I mean, you got The Offspring's in there, The Fray is in there.
Right. Twisted.
Yovac. Whatever the fuck that is.
Yellow Bright Smile. I'd rather have a Rainbow Bright. Sorry. That's just my... I think. Oh.
Jeez. I just saw the picture of him and Megadeth, the album.
Yeah.
That looks...
I mean, it could be him. Those sharp eyebrows and that stubbly beard and... Yeah. That old Donnie Marsh.
He had a whole conversation with Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Well, he didn't write any of her songs. According to this list. What?
Not according to those lists. Or, well, I guess he did in the beginning.
The beginning of what?
Her career.
Her career? Okay. Yeah.
After Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. After that, before she went all nuts with the Wrecking Ball, I guess he did. And so he made a post in 2013. I don't know what it was on, Facebook, Twitter, I don't know. But it says, Miley Cyrus was talking at the cloning center last night, saying that she is going to be needing songs that I will be making them. I said, no, I'm not going to be making any more songs, dot, dot, dot. She said, yes, you will, dot, dot, dot. I said, Miley, you're going to be in some... lot of trouble in future. For
all the typos.
It's so bad. Miley, you are going to be in some lot of trouble in future for keeping silent about an alien body snatching crisis. She said, I'll just say I was scared. Aliens? Dot, dot, dot. Hello? And she chuckled. I mean, we just got sued by Miley Cyrus, who Megadeth, they might have sued us for saying that there was another writer
as opposed to, what's his name? Dave Mustaine.
Who? You mean Donald Marshall? I mean, this guy's claims are, they're out there. He's
a little, I don't know, kooky. Kooky sounds, you know, good enough for him.
So, I mean, honestly, the guy doesn't look much older than you or I.
Right.
He looks maybe like he's between you and me.
Yeah, I could see that. Or especially in the Megadeth album. And when did that Megadeth album come out?
Well, if he's a clone, it doesn't matter. Because they can just keep making them.
You're right. All right. You got me there. That's fine. They could just fix them up real quick. But somehow that means they would have to carry over the memories, the knowledge that the previous ones had. And that's where this whole thing kind of falls apart for me.
This is a huge issue for me as well. Because unless they have a machine where the person comes out literally the same exact size immediately.
Right.
There's an issue.
Yes, because the whole thing is a severe nurture versus nature kind of thing.
Correct. If they clone me, say they clone me, and then it starts as an embryo, and they can rapidly speed up the process of aging.
Okay, yeah, fine. I'll give you that.
But that embryo still has an adult brain, and that's a problem.
I guess maybe I'm going a little different direction. How would the embryo have an adult brain? Or is it just the knowledge in the brain?
Because they're taking my cells.
Yeah.
Creating a clone.
Yeah, okay. Your cells.
Correct.
So they are producing DNA. A new human.
Correct. So if it is, say it's a baby.
Okay.
How does that, I don't have a baby brain. Some people listening to this might think that, but I don't. So that baby that's rapidly growing, that clone.
Listen here, you little whippersnapper.
It has my brain. It doesn't have an adolescent brain.
Well, that means the knowledge would have to have transferred. All the experiences and the knowledge gained would have to have been transferred.
So you're saying if I take my cells and clone it,
it would have to grow up.
The brain would grow with it.
Yes. I'll say that, okay, the aging process can be speeded up. Okay, that's fine. That makes sense to me. I can buy that. That process can be speeded up. Not that anybody really wants that. But they're trying to get to a 32-year-old you faster. They could probably do it in what? Let's put a number on it. A third of the time. Still, that means that person that they have grown is now getting all the experiences of a person grown in a lab, in a bubble, in a glass tube with water around it, whatever. But they are getting the clinical treatment. They're not getting the you experiences, they're getting the clinical treatment to become you. So it's still going to look like you, still going to, well, that's it. If you're just going to go nurture, it's just going to look like you. That's it. It's not going to act like you because it's never had any of your experiences. It never had your mom and dad. You see what I'm saying?
All right. We're about to get deep. Yes, does sir. That deal with a soul?
Ooh.
Where is the soul? Is it in the body, in the DNA, in the brain? Where is it? And, I mean, some people, they don't believe in a soul. Consciousness, where is it? In the brain?
We're going down that road, are we?
I mean, you have to, right?
Kind of have to. If we're talking about clones, we're going to have to go down that road.
So, apparently, clones are very obedient, from what I've heard. They just kind of go with what they're told.
Okay, yeah.
So somewhere between original to copy, the soul is lost.
The whole
possible
soul?
I would
Everything
think so.
Everything that you are is kind of swept away.
No. The soul, like choosing between right and wrong, free will, all that.
Yeah, your dad has taught you certain lessons. You've learned certain lessons from your dad. You've learned certain lessons from your mom. And you can combine these two lessons into a decision that you're going to make right now.
Right. But the clone loses that.
Right. So is that a different soul?
Or no soul.
Or no soul. It's just a shitty copy. We should take a break and think about this dirt copy.
Yeah. This is going to be a 2-hour long break because we cannot wrap our heads around this. And we'll see you after the break.
Uh-huh. So, Felicia, tell me, how's your soul feeling today? Can you hear your soul?
I don't think I have one.
You don't communicate with your soul? That's how you mess up a clone. Clone. You talk to your soul? I can't talk to my soul.
They're like, soul, soul, like smoke spewing out of their ears.
So if you, a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy tends to deteriorate.
Yes.
We don't know how that would work with copying a living creature.
Oh, don't we?
I mean, I don't.
Have you heard of Zena LaVey?
Oh, no, you didn't.
You heard of her?
You went there, didn't you?
I did.
Daughter of the Satanist himself.
Anton LaVey.
Who
the
is?
The creator of the Church of Satan.
Dun, dun, dun. 666.
Oh, don't say it. Oh, goodness. I'm so scared.
So earlier today, this episode is into the future from when today is. Anyway, I looked at our Twitter following, 5,666.
Shit. Somebody unfollow us or somebody
else. No, don't unfollow us. We need more followers.
Whatever. No 666. None of it.
It just happened to be that when I happened to look at it. So what does that mean? If I happen to look at it and there's a 666 then, does that then mean I have found the penny on Tails and bad luck is on its way? Or as a recent meme that I saw, the fuckening is happening. you ever get to that point where everything is so good and then something bad happens and then it's just like a series of badness?
Yeah.
This thing happens. You're like, oh man, everything is bright and beautiful. Black cloud. My tire just blew up. How come my car sounds like this now?
Yep.
The fuckening.
Yep. You get a bonus at work. You're like, sweet. Like, finally I can get that TV I've been looking at. Boom. Motor explodes in your car. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I need that car to get to work.
That's the fuckening happening.
Yeah.
I hate that. Mm-hmm. Everything is going too good. You found your cat. She ran outside. She went into the neighbor's garage. Great. Grand. Wonderful. Bonus is coming at work. Awesome. What's going to go wrong tomorrow?
Also, if your cat runs away, just let it go.
But it's more my kid's cat than it is mine.
Oh, you have a cat?
There's three of them in this household. And they're
three
all
cats?
Girls.
With
three
cats? With a pit bull?
Three girl cats and four ladies. I live with in this house four daughters and my
ladies
wife.
And gentlemen, if this is not a real man, I don't know what is. He is alive after all the estrogen.
Or was I alive? And I'm Fwill.
Fucking Fwill. FF. Fucking Fwill.
So when we last. When we went on the break, we were talking about the poo-poo soul of a copied copy. How everything just starts to break down after you make the copy. Something's off. Something didn't quite make it to the cloning process. We miss an electron somewhere. It's not a missing part. It's supposed to go somewhere. It's not an extra part. You don't just have an extra screw. It's supposed to be in the machine somewhere.
Somewhere.
There's no extra parts. What if the one, like, but it just disappeared?
Like, you're putting that desk together for Christmas and...
Yeah, exactly.
You got it all together. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, six screws? What is that? No idea.
Something's not right somewhere.
Yep.
Don't get under sturdy. That desk. What?
It looks sturdy. Right. Feels sturdy.
Don't get under it during an earthquake.
Nope. Or a nuke from the Russians. Or that's, you're dead.
You went to a whole other level.
So Zena LaFlay. Or LaVey.
Zena LaVey.
LaVey.
The daughter of Anton.
So she was the high priestess of Satanism for like 5 years. It was a really, really short time. But, I mean, within 5 years, the Church of Satan, they could have cloned her, right? Sure.
All right. Sounds
why not?
Good. I don't... Some sort I mean, of hellspawn clone.
So, there's the idea of a clone immediately mimicking that person. Yeah. Sean Connery. Immediately mimicking that person. Or a clone starting as a child and growing to be that person.
Is that,
what do you think?
Is that some Satan stuff going on there? Is that some demon?
I mean, what do you think? Is it immediate transfer of
consciousness?
Like, if somebody were to clone me, would I end up in the seat next to me? Or would a child end up next to me that would grow into me?
I don't know.
I would think a clone is a copy.
An immediate copy. Like that. Copy.
Yeah.
That, science fictiony, that makes sense. But then if you go down the stem cell road, you got to do the whole process.
Yeah. Anyway, Zena LaFay and Taylor Swift are fucking clones, bro.
Who's the clone?
Straight up.
Wait, which one's the clone?
Taylor is the clone.
Of Zena.
Yeah. So what happened was Zena was the high priestess of the Church of Satan.
That is the weirdest sentence so far.
Yeah. So apparently alright, this is fucking bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
The high priestess is gonna get sexed up by Satan.
Talking about,
Oh, yeah, they're gonna get railed by Satan.
Incubus. Satan himself or an incubus?
Satan himself.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So, Zena, she started getting a little bit old. And said, you know what? Let's make some clones.
Some?
This was back in, like, the 80s.
When was Zena born?
I did not come prepared.
Oh, man. I just learned something.
What?
She was born.
Don't tell me 1666.
No. She was born. Is it? Yeah. One of my favorite number is 19 because my birthday is November 19th. Her birthday is November 19th, 1963. That means she was born 19 years before I was born to the day.
Bruh.
This is getting a little too eerie.
You gotta tell me. Are you involved?
With Zena? Warrior Princess?
No.
Satan Princess.
Satan Princess. Folks.
I am the real Phil.
Folks, look up Taylor Swift, Zena LaFay. And when you see these.
That picture is uncanny.
First,
oh my God.
Before you do it, put a diaper on. Because when you do it, you are going to shit your pants.
Talking full on poo-poo here, people.
They look so, to me, they look so much alike that I would think it was the same person. For real.
If you go to, apparently her name is actually
Xena Shrek. Yeah, that was after she, so she left the Church of Satanism and joined the Church of Seth.
Who's that guy? Just what? Seth?
Who is Seth? Bro, he's smashing beers on his forehead. He's beer bonging beers.
He's a wild man.
Yeah, that is, I mean, he is in the ultimate frat house. Seth, bruh, I can chug any beer, bruh. Actually, the Church of Seth is, Seth is like an Egyptian god. So what? She left the Church of Satan and moved to, I don't know if she moved to Egypt or close to it. And now she's part of the Church of Seth.
She infiltrated the Church of Seth for Satan.
And Taylor Swift.
You can't just leave Satan.
Duh. Bruh. I'll fight him.
You can't just leave him. You can fight him all day long. You can't leave him.
Maybe. She left him. Taylor Swift started off so wholesome. Country music.
Yeah.
So cool. Wholesome. Loving.
Country princess.
Got the whole youth. All the little young innocent girls loving her.
Mm-hmm. The T-Swiftlets.
And then changed.
Oh, she did.
And now she's dragging that youth towards her to the pit of darkness. To the pit of hell.
These allegations are getting out of fucking control.
I mean, it's crazy, but is it crazy?
You're right. It's crazy, but is it?
If Taylor was Xena's clone, Xena was part of the Church of Satan.
Uh-huh.
Taylor is the clone, starting off wholesome, dragging all these wholesome little girls off into whatever the fuck.
Debauchery.
Yeah. Is it that, I mean, that hard to believe?
I don't want to believe it. But it's not hard to believe.
Right. Look up people. I beg you.
Look up people.
Look up pictures magazines? Of Xena LaVey and Taylor Swift.
If you go to her Wikipedia page, Xena Shrek, well, if you just search Xena LaVey, you're going to find Xena Shrek. If you go to her Wikipedia page and scroll down to other media appearances, there's a picture.
It's a quote. It's like, I swear to God, I'm not Taylor Swift.
No, she looks like Taylor Swift today, but in 1989. Xena at the German premiere of Charles Manson Superstar, a film she co-produced and narrated in 1989. Looks like kind of a mean-looking Taylor Swift. Heavy red lipstick. It just a mean look on her face, like she's going to throw down any second.
Look, I gotta stop you there. I gotta be honest with you. I know a lot of people who find Taylor Swift attractive. I find her extremely weird looking. And I've never in my life seen anyone who looks like her. Until I saw Xena LaVey.
Taylor Swift is from Texas, right? She's a Texan.
I have no idea where she's from. Hell?
Pretty sure. from hell.
But I know a lot of people who are like, oh, she's gorgeous. And I'm like, meh, she's weird looking. And I've never, ever, ever seen anyone who looks like that until Xena LaVey. When I saw pictures of Xena LaVey, I said, holy shit.
She's only got... I guess this is my interpretation, but she's only got so many features to her little face. Like, there's those kind of squinty eyes. They're kind of sharp-looking squinty eyes.
Yeah.
And the way, that's the part that stands out the most to me. She's got those sharp-looking squinty eyes that, I don't know, just, it's off compared to others.
I don't know. I don't.
Straight up. So Taylor Swift is a straight up hellspawn. Is that what you're saying? My final answer.
You know,
there's a possibility.
I don't know if I didn't look too far into it. What's interesting to me is I'm pretty sure right now Zena LaVey is in her 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Taylor Swift her daughter?
That
I didn't look into it. I don't know if this is a theory or not.
Just from looking at their pictures, I mean, if we're going to put all the wacky conspiracies and weirdness to the side for a second, she could definitely pass as her daughter.
100%. 110%.
Yeah.
They look so much alike, it's almost uncanny.
Yes.
Like, you could almost swap them, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Maybe they did.
Nope.
Maybe they did.
This one is, to me, one of the craziest, that almost one, believable ones.
Yeah, this one is out there.
The theory is, I mean, did I say it like, to like, I said it. To like, lead all the children to Satan.
Sure.
Same thing with Katy Perry.
Oh, what are you going to say about Miss Perry?
The Katy Perry one, I don't believe. It's not a clone, but.
this one definitely, it doesn't just check the weird box. It colors it in, it circles it, it crosses it out. It's, this one is off the chain.
Are you going to talk about JBR?
Yeah.
This doesn't even make sense.
No, there's not even a little bit where you can go, yeah, I could see that. No, you can't see that.
Like, the face, kind of. I could almost see it. The face. The years don't match up. Nothing matches up. Except the face.
So what we're saying is,
why don't you tell them?
Katy Perry, according to this theory, is the grown-up JonBenet Ramsey. What?
I thought the brother did it.
See, that's I'm on board with that one. The brother did it, and the parents were like, yep, bro can't go to jail forever because we'll lose both our kids then. And we're not talking about the Christian rocker era, Perry.
If I'm going on record, I think it was the photographer.
Well, the JonBenet thing.
Yeah.
You think it was the photographer?
I think it's a little suspicious. I think it was him, and I think he got away with it.
Just for being a photographer? So, the theory goes is they don't really say why Ramsey's death would have been faked to make way for new guys as Perry. They just point out that they look vaguely similar. Vaguely is an understatement. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. YouTuber Dave J exclaims in the below vid, if you want to go into that. That sacrifice was a name only, and that was to get something, and that something was to become a star. JonBenet became Katy Perry, and that's a fact. But is it, though? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Totally. 100%.
We can't get into the whole thing around JonBenet, but not right now. Photographer? They found her body down in, like, the wine cellar.
Yeah. Eventually, that window was broken.
Was it broken before?
Hey, I don't know.
We can't get into it. We can't get into it. No, we can't get into it.
Did you know Post Malone and Justin Bieber are the same guy?
What? It can't be. I swear to God.
On his website, I'm on, holy fuck, are you kidding me? You're on 17.com.
I don't know what's worse, BuzzFeed or 17. At least for my demographic, our demographic.
So,
I don't know how reputable they are as a news source. Either one.
So this says, apparently, some people believe Post Malone and Justin Bieber are the same person. Why? How?
Yes, you ask. How?
According to Kendall, I guess he wrote this, if you pitch down a Justin Bieber song, it starts to sound like Post Malone. And if you pitch up a Post Malone song, it sounds like Justin Bieber. This says, not gonna lie, they do actually sound alike.
Okay, well why not?
I mean, that doesn't have to do with clones. I just found it interesting.
That's almost a body double. But man...
But not. I mean, Post Malone is larger than Justin Bieber. He has way more face tats than Justin Bieber.
That would take a lot of makeup on the regular to make that happen.
I mean...
And that mustache... What's up with Post Malone's mustache?
It looks like...
It looks
like Justin Bieber before he hit puberty. He's just getting a few hairs.
I can't. Just don't do it, man. If you can't go the whole stash, just don't do it.
We just got sued.
We did. We're getting shut down by P. Malone's people. Did you see the video of Miley Cyrus blinking sideways?
I saw it a long time ago. She is a reptilian. Also, Justin Bieber, reptilian. Also, don't stop me. Obama.
Oh.
Reptilian.
He's a reptilian.
Donald Trump is the only true American non-reptilian. Drain the swamps, build the wall. True earthling.
But he's getting impeached by the reptilians.
They're throwing him out, man.
Throwing him out.
They're scared of the truth. They're scared. I mean, if you're a reptilian, wouldn't you be afraid if he was going to drain the swamps?
You can't have drain swamps if you're a reptilian.
No. You like water. You like humidity. You need the swamps.
Get out of my swamp.
Also, has Post Malone and Justin Bieber ever been in the same place at the same time?
That's highly unlikely. Right? Highly unlikely.
No. They had to have been.
Why would they be in the same place?
Music awards? MTV? VH1? Is VH1? That's still around, right?
How old are you?
32. I said that with a sad face.
I'm pretty sure it's still around. These damn kids and their VH1s and their YouTubes. What is the future of cloning, Senor Meadows? It's digital, my brother. It's digital. Did you see the deep fake of Obama a few years ago?
Yeah, with Justin Peele, was it?
Jordan.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele. Yep. So they mimicked. Jordan Peele does an amazing impression of Barack Obama in voice. But what they did was they took images of Barack Obama and the voice of Jordan Peele. They took the images so that the images would match the movements and mannerisms of Obama just with Jordan Peele's voice. Could this be considered digital cloning?
Yeah. Deep fakes,
digital cloning.
You know what's really scary?
What?
The more episodes we put out, the more likely we are to experience deep fakes of ourselves.
Well, now I'm not going to sleep tonight. Thanks.
I mean, they can literally take every word we say and alter it.
What word haven't you said yet in these 30 some episodes that we've done? You think about it. Don't say it. Only think about it. They'll take it. They'll make it happen. Or they'll take pieces of that word that you're not going to say and splice it into other words that you have already said or will say digitally.
I won't say it. I won't even think of it.
Good. I'm not thinking of one either.
Oh, shit. I thought about it.
And now, the next time you open up the Chrome browser on your phone or on your computer, that's going to be the first thing you see.
I don't use Chrome. I don't trust it. DuckDuckGo. On my phone, DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo browser?
Yeah.
Oh, DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Goose.
You cloned out, dude.
Did you see the video of Eminem just kind of checking out on the one video?
Dude, the Eminem one is weird.
We're so far into this, I don't know if we should even continue now.
Seriously, clones are weird. We could do a three-parter on clones.
If we started going down the deep fake digital cloning road, we could keep going.
They apparently with Eminem, before his tragic demise and then after, the audio does not sound similar at all.
Like, so you're not saying that it's just because he got a little bit older. He went to rehab. He stopped doing whatever he was doing before he went to rehab, went into rehab, cleaned his act up, his voice grew a little bit older, he calmed down a little bit. That's not what happened? No? Aging has nothing to do with these clones.
I want to believe in clones so much that I say Eminem is a clone. Age has nothing to do with it. Yo, Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Hello. That dude does not age.
P. Stewart. No. You know what's funny, though? He hasn't aged until people started talking about him not aging. Now he's aging.
How about that?
Because I'm like, we got to make the Terminator look a little bit older. Because people are starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how that works?
He's, seriously, since I was... a little kid, yeah. He's looked exactly the same.
Right. In a quarter century, he's looked exactly the same. And now the powers that be are like, people are catching on. We gotta age him. Mark my words, right now, Keanu Reeves is going to begin aging.
Ooh.
That's gonna come. He's gonna start aging. John Wick 3, no, John Wick 4 and Bill and Ted 3 are coming out in 2021. After that, Keanu Reeves is going to start aging. He's got a girlfriend now. He's going to start getting some gray hair. He's going to start getting some wrinkles. He's finally going to start aging after all these centuries.
Not to go back to time travel.
Oh.
But right? have you seen the pictures of, I don't know, what is that climate change, her that girl's, Greta Thunberg?
Thunberg or Thornburg?
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of her in the 1800s, her?
I don't know.
Holy shit, dude. Look it up.
She's been around for that many centuries?
Well, she's a time traveler, dude. Yeah. She was around back then. She came here. She went to the future. She came back here. She's like, yo, guys, climate change is real. You guys are going to be effed up in the future. I got the little braid on my side here.
I'm going back to the 1800s where I'm safe, where there's no medical treatment for anything.
Yeah, why not? You just wear, like, ox skin for a coat?
Yeah, sure, why not?
No iPhones?
No. 5G? Please.
5G is going to kill you. Just wait until you see 7G!
You think 5G is crazy?
Yeah. You'll never see 7G because you're all dead before 6G.
Because we're going to burn the skies with 5G. We go down that road eventually. 5G. Climate change or the propaganda behind climate change.
Climate change is interesting.
To say the least, yes. We, as much as we could probably keep going, we should not keep going.
No. We really could, but...
A three-parter? Oof. We've never done that yet. But we've
probably
talked about...
not for this.
Not right? For this. Probably not for this. Maybe down the road we'll find a subject that we've already talked about in private. That could be a multi-parter. Yeah. But for now, tell us about your cloning experience. BringOnTheWeird@gmail.com or Twitter. .com/BringOnTheWeird. Reddit. We haven't mentioned Reddit in a while.
Been a while.
If you want some cool-ass stickers, P. patreon.com/bringontheweird. Become a patron. We'll make you some stickers.
And if you want to buy one, just one sticker, only $27.
It's,
oh, no. That's a little too high, right?
Seems a bit steep.
Yeah.
We've got some stuff on TeePublic. Well, if you go to TeePublic and look up Bring on the Weird, you'll find our stuff. I don't know if there's a direct website. I can't tell you. So if you just look us up on TeePublic, you'll be able to find us.
I mean, if you want to buy a sticker, just hit us on Twitter?
Well, even Gmail. bringontheweird@gmail.com, Twitter,
yeah.
Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, twitter.com/bringontheweird, facebook.com/bringontheweird.
We got a cool alien one. We haven't shared the alien one, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. That one's pretty cool. You can buy that one.
Yeah, if you go to tpublic.com/bringontheweird, you'll find us. I just looked it up. But then tpublic.com/user/bringontheweird, and you'll find some of our stuff, or you'll find the stuff that we have on there so far.
But
anyway,
honestly, not to bash TeePublic, but if you want a good sticker, contact us.
Yeah.
And then
we'll send you it directly.
Yeah, we'll get you hooked up.
Yep. But
smoke signals.
Morse code. We should figure out how to do Morse code. Beep, beep, bring on the weird beep, and Morse code.
Beep 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 beep.
Binary code.
Oh shit. That's for the simulation.
Yeah. Ones and zeros all down the front and back of the shirt. Nobody's going to know what it is. It's just ones and zeros.
Oh, we should do that.
I think I'm going to work on that. Because I'm pretty sure there's a translator out there. You can just punch in whatever in a translator, then it will translate to binary. I think. Or it's just hoo-ha. You just punch in whatever, and it's always the same code.
Like, 0011001012. Just like bullshit.
And on that note, stay weird, world.
And we will see ya next time.